One, two, a one, two, three, four.
It's time for celebrity theme song. Writing songs about celebrities. It's time for celebrity theme song.
Come along.
Writing songs about celebrities. Celebrities.
Hey!
Welcome to another episode of Celebrity Theme Song, the podcast where we learn about a celebrity in an attempt to write a theme song for that celebrity.
That's right, and today we have a spectacular guest. You know him from television. You know him from stand-up. You know him from stage. You know him from screen. Jeremiah Watkins. Woo!
Wow, what an intro. Oh. Thanks for having me on the show, fellas.
Oh, yes. Good to have you. Wow.
Good old-fashioned morning radio we got here right now.
Boing!
Boing! Coming at you at 10:05 in the morning right now.
Traffic is looking like a real monster out there.
Oh, my God!
Hot in Burbank.
Scorcher!
Get out of my shower!
Next up, we got two tickets. You could win two tickets to see Lit.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody here ever won tickets off of radio?
Me.
Yes.
Yes.
Two of us.
Boom, boom.
Boom, wow. Wow. What was your concert?
Do you know the band Them Crooked Vultures, which was Dave Grohl's side project?
Okay.
We won tickets to see them, and I won tickets to see the Foo Fighters.
Wow.
Wow.
How about you?
You're on a Grohl.
Mine was, it was Tech N9ne and the Cottonmouth Kings.
Oh, wow. That's
Let's
fun.
Freaking go. Wow.
Which radio station?
I haven't thought about the Cottonmouth Kings.
Yeah.
Long time.
It was a wild concert. It was a lot of fun.
How many Whippets were there?
I don't
Seems
know about
like
that,
a Whippets band.
But it was one of those things. It was in Kansas City, and he's from Kansas City, so like it was a good concert to see.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I bet that was fun.
He sang, it was shocking to me because I hadn't been to many concerts, and he has a song, I'm a player, I'm a player. That's like the
Amadeus
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a player, I'm a player. He's like, let me get 30 women on stage right now.
Wow.
And then he had 30 women come up, and then like girls just started taking their shirts off and like dancing. And I'm just like a teenager. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Oh my God.
This is insane.
Did he count 30? Like, was he like, no more?
Yeah,
I think
it's
security.
I
think
it's
security. Yeah. Counting them.
That's 30 topless women. That's
yeah,
enough.
That's 60 boobs right there. All right, we're good.
Okay, we're good. That's enough.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah. I have a friend who has a radio show. I won't say where or who, and all of the call-ins are fake. So I actually
used to work in morning radio. Most of the callers on every station are fake.
See, so when I think about tickets, I'm like, oh well, that must be fake too. But I guess they do some real stuff.
They do the giveaways
Contests
are
real.
Yes, because that's like a tax thing, yeah. And they can't go down that slippery slope. But any
law.
Of the War of the Roses type things, or like my husband might be cheating on me, those are all fake.
And yeah. What about the like, hey, I'm calling, I'm just wanted to give a shout out to my boyfriend. Like, that's all fake too, right?
I think some of those could
some
be
those,
real because there's
I
no
think actually,
drama.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think that anything where there's like a plot involved,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they kind of need to know what the out is. So yeah.
Hmm. But if
yeah.
it's
yeah,
just
but
like,
I think requests where they're like canned requests
right.
that are literally from calling people who can leave messages and they
sure.
kind of play those messages.
Right.
On
they
the
just
air.
Go through and
yeah,
play
because they can
content.
Listen to them back and stuff like
right,
that
yeah.
and make sure that it's not something insane.
Everything you're hearing on this podcast is real.
Real.
It's happening right
it's
now.
Real. It's so real.
It's
live,
real.
Live to you whenever you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jeremiah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have not
tell
been
me,
asked that since I've like been on a job interview forever.
Yeah, well,
I've never.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
That might be
what are
the
strengths?
Only time I've ever been asked that on a podcast in that form. So, Jeremiah, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about
tell
yourself?
Tell me what
do
are
you
some
see
of
yourself
your accomplishments?
In 5 years?
Yeah. Hey, are you happy with what's going on right now in your life? Things
what
are good,
things
guys.
What you think that Lou Burger could improve upon that you could add to?
Research.
That's for sure. I got a Wikipedia article open right here.
Yeah, he's looking it up. Yep. Oh, your boy's glossing right now this morning.
Oh, that's okay.
The white shirt also, I think, adds to your radiance on camera.
But the NSYNC
is
the white
is really shirt. Working. Your shirt's very funny.
Yeah, it says NSYNC, but is a, I want to say, what is that?
It's corn, baby.
It's corn.
I realize I don't know what
I was going to say NSYNC Clown Posse.
Like.
Yeah. Yep. That's, shout out to Meth Syndicate. Amazing. They make the best funny t-shirts.
Those are funny.
Meth Syndicate.
It's like, that's not NSYNC.
Yeah, I know.
But well, it looks on the right kind of looks like it could be Lance.
There you go. That's the whole thing.
The lead singer of Korn looks, I think that's him on the left, right? The lead singer there with the dreads.
Yeah, the Chris Kirkpatrick.
That's
kind
Chris
of look.
Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, exactly. So it's close enough where the amount of people that are like, I love that shirt, that I'm like, oh, this is not, like, you think this is actually NSYNC.
Yeah,
you
I
know
did.
What I mean?
Right.
I sure did.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
At first, really? I was like, that's not NSYNC.
I just looked at it. I didn't, like, stare deeply. I was like, yeah, cool, NSYNC shirt.
Right,
that's
right.
Funny.
Don't question it.
Yeah. As soon as I saw the guy with the red hair and glasses, I was like, that's someone else.
Right.
Yeah, I also was like, that's not them. I don't know who it is. It's not them.
Yeah.
So you do comedy around the city, but you also brought in a special toy to today's podcast.
That's what I always call it.
That's
for years of practicing, I call it my toy that
it's
I play
toy.
With. And do you want me to grab it?
Please.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, I've spent years of practicing, but I do play a toy.
Yeah. Sometimes you play toys. I play toys. I have toys that are instruments that I play. They're toys.
My main touring instrument is a toy.
Yeah. I'm currently learning, you know, a synthesizer, a sequencer. It's a toy. Mm. It's just a professional toy.
Wow, that is a pretty saxophone.
Yeah, what
Thank
kind of
much.
Sax is that?
It's a cannonball sax.
Ooh.
Cannonball sax?
Yeah.
Is that like the brand
Adderley?
Or the style?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. No, this is called the model is called the Raven.
Whoa, hot.
Yeah.
It's a sexy sax.
Yeah, it's a great sax player named Gerald Albright. It is his model of saxophone through Cannonball.
Wow, that's really
wow.
pretty.
Thank you. Yeah.
How long have you been playing? Since high school?
Like third, fourth grade? Like around
third
there?
Grade?
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't even, there wasn't even an option. Recorder was the only thing you could play until
I had grade. I had a Yamaha that we would rent from a music shop.
Hell yeah.
That I still have. I love that saxophone because I played it up until literally probably just a few years ago before I got this.
Yeah.
But yeah, we rented it until I worked summer jobs and stuff to pay it off. And then... Yeah, and then
Sick.
Played it for many, many
Forever.
Years, and then, was blessed with this one a few years ago. So yeah,
so cool. I had a French horn that I owned all through high school and college, and only last year did I buy myself a new French horn, the horn that like I always wished I could have had in
right.
high school.
It did, like, feel good to treat yourself?
It did.
Oh, it did.
And it's a better horn.
Of course, it just
I'm
is.
Like, oh, it's
yeah,
better.
Yeah.
It's still hard
this
to play,
is,
and I
yeah,
you know, but. It's a good horn.
This one sounds a lot better than my student Yamaha that I was.
I bet it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
What's your sax history? Did you know you're a comedian and a sax player?
Mm-hmm.
What's the situation there? Which one came first? How did they join each other?
Have you combined them?
Yeah, you know, I have a very interesting relationship with between sax and comedy. Sax was first, and. It was one of those things where when I moved to LA to pursue comedy and entertainment and stuff when I was 20, I moved out in July of 2009. And when I went back home to visit in December, like for Christmas break, my mom's like, you should really take your sax back out there with you. Cause I couldn't fit it in the car, like on the drive out.
Nice. Right.
And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'll, you know, really have the time or really be needing to. She goes, I think you're going to use it in your comedy. My
nice.
Mom was like, she's like, she goes, I think
Whoa.
That you'll need it.
Wow.
She goes, I really think you'll need it.
I also wanted out of my goddamn house.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But she was right. I ended up, I've used it in a lot of different capacities, over the years where it's, bits or for sketches on other people's shows, or I was a part of a show for years called Kill Tony, where I was like the band leader on that show, and we would commit to different characters every week at the Comedy Store, and it's a super fun podcast that they still do out of Austin, Texas. And I was part of a show called The Goddamn Comedy Jam with Josh Adam Myers for years, where I played sax and played like a roadie character. So and then I've done like
weren't
a show
you just
called,
on Carpool Karaoke?
I just did Carpool Karaoke with this sax, baby.
Yeah.
Zoe Deschanel, Jonathan Scott. Yeah, I did a little Careless Whisper cameo and got to have a little banter, a little scene with them in the back of the car. So, it's like it keeps coming in and out of my comedy like throughout. And then I had a music duo for years called Reagan and Watkins where we put out an album and the whole thing. And we were touring with that act for a while. And I've done like a lot of stuff in and out and adjacently like with the sax.
Wow.
When you were in high school, did you do any of those extracurricular, like Allstate type things or honor bands? Or were you just.
No, I was never. Like, I I consider myself even still, like, I'm a very, like, intermediate sax player. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like,
no, I get it. Yeah.
I know where I'm at. I had on my podcast, Jeremiah Wonders, I had Leo P. He's my favorite saxophone player. He is legit, in my opinion, I think he's the best sax player that, like, of our generation. Very, like, a new age. Like, he's able to do, like, techno and dubstep, like, with his sax, the way he, like...
Oh, yeah. Like, with his... Is he in Too Many Zoos?
Yes.
Okay.
He's
phenomenal. That guy's insane.
Like,
that guy's a monster.
When I... Like, he was kind enough to jam with me on my podcast.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Like... When I was jamming with him, I was just like, I'm so out of my element right
I
now.
Suck. I
he's
suck.
Well, he's just so, you know what I
yeah,
mean? When
he's
you play
just
with
different.
When you jam with somebody
yeah,
where you're like,
he's so good.
This is another level yeah. of beast that I'm dealing with. And right. I'm just like, mm-hmm. you know, just yeah. like trying to get a few licks in here and there.
Yeah, that's so. Cool, though. I mean, I just saw Bleachers, which is
Jack Antonoff's
band, but they have two saxes on stage, and basically the one guy was switching between an alto, a tenor, and a barry, and just
that's
seeing a
cool,
fucking
man.
Barry ripping it on stage with a full band, and then the two saxophone players basically were just jamming in the middle of the stage the whole show.
Yeah.
So anytime you can really put talented horns into an ensemble, I think it elevates that ensemble to just
oh,
so much
great.
More fun.
Yeah.
The music is fun. It's so expressive. Saxophone also is the instrument that sounds the most like the human voice. And at some point, Jack and the saxophone player were singing a duet together,
wow.
and it sounded awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It cool. sounded so cool.
So the alto most resembles the female voice,
yeah.
and the tenor most resembles the male voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
wow.
the instrument yeah. that's most sonically like our voice, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, what celebrity did you bring in for us today?
What celebrity did I bring in for you today? Let's go with Justin Timberlake.
Yes! Okay. And why Justin Timberlake?
You know, I like Justin Timberlake. I like all evolutions. If he was a Pokemon, I would like all versions of him.
Wow. Even the
you know what I mean?
Please explain.
I like him in his NSYNC phase.
Yeah.
I like him in his Justified phase. And I like him in the artist that he is now phase.
Yeah.
I like him in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the three
and
kind
he's funny.
Of like, dude, he's one of those.
His SNL appearances are legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're right? great. They're genuinely good where you're like, you know, when sometimes, like, you know, the cast members are having to either
carry.
Lower down or carry.
Yeah.
It's pretty freaking even in a lot of those sketches that he does. It's
yeah.
really impressive.
He's strong.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a bit of a tough time for JT as
yep.
all of these things are coming out about
yeah.
all the ways he didn't really support some of the women in his life. So,
yeah.
With Janet, with the nip slip,
uh-huh.
Britney Spears.
With the nip slip.
Well, no, with the conservatorship.
With the conservatorship.
Sort of like the piling on after they broke up that she was, in fact, maybe mentally unstable.
Right.
That didn't help her situation,
right.
really.
Right. But still a great artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
you
tough.
Know.
I mean, he's made great art. You can't deny that he has done some incredible things musically.
It's a fun moment that we can put in the song of like, everyone loves Justin Timberlake, except for right now.
I also, you know, and I mean, really, even worse than what Huey's saying, I could use a little more dancing from Justin Timberlake, quite frankly. I feel like he's not dancing as much.
I just have seen a viral video going out of him dancing and everyone just trashing
it. Oh. His footwork is horrific.
The footwork. I mean, to
see,
me,
that's,
it looks
well,
good.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. He didn't dance as much over the years.
Right.
And what happens when
he's
you don't
old.
Use a skill?
Yeah.
He's old.
I don't know about your knees. My knees aren't the same anymore.
No.
My knees are not what they used to be.
Just doing the dancing for Wizard of Friendship is tough for me.
Yeah. And like we were dancing last night, and I went home. And was like, and I have a knee that can act up if it's overexerted, and it's definitely getting these rehearsals are going to bring it into
my whole body.
We're doing a musical right now of our
yes,
that we're
and it has.
A,
we actually have a choreographer who's making us do real dances, and they're hard.
We don't get just to do our.
Stupid
comedy.
Bullshit. I mean, we get to do some.
Like, you have a full-on choreographer that's like the 5, 6, 7, 8, that, like
yeah.
that.
Oh,
like,
she's a real choreographer.
Yeah,
wow.
She does that thing the choreographers do where she's like, and then you're going to go, ga 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 ga. Like, she makes up those noises.
It's really fun.
And you're like, now which on the third ga or the fifth ga?
And then she'll, like, because she's an actual dancer, she'll be like, are you going to do this? And she does something with her body that none of us are going to do.
It's like a body roll.
And we do our best impression of that.
Yeah.
But then what she's doing is like, wow, this dance looks so sharp when you're doing it. It's like can't do that. But I can get 60% of the
way
there.
Yeah, but I can move my... I can make sure my hands are to the right and to the left when they're supposed to be.
I'm
and
like trying to make
else...
sure my hand is like flat. Like, get my hand flat. I'm thinking so simply. So Justin Timberlake, we all know him as he popped on the scene with NSYNC.
Yeah.
And then he had the romance with Britney Spears, which really was like, they were the pop iconic couple. Right. It was huge. Mm-hmm. And that was really that early 2000s. There were two styles of music available. Ultra pop boy band music and sad, angsty rock, alt rock.
Grunge.
You know, you had the grunge, the late grunge that really turned into... grunge was like 90s, but that early 2000s grunge was like the Blink 182. It wasn't really grunge
anymore. Oh, that's more
anymore.
Pop,
it was pop punk.
Punk.
It was pop punk. Yes,
yeah,
so it was pop punk or pop.
I love me some pop punk.
We all did it. We all did, you know, but it was it was either boy bands or pop punk for a bit there, and that nothing else sort of seemed to exist for about
us.
4 years
for us
in middle school and high school. I think even outside of that, there was some R&B.
R&B and hip hop. There was like some,
but that was still like, it was like pop R&B
right.
and hip hop. You know, it was still in
it was
a
very
similar,
pop influence.
Yeah, it was a heavy pop phase. But let's read about him real quick. Born and raised in Tennessee.
Which part? Not Carthage, was it?
Certainly not.
You would know.
I would have heard about it.
You would know.
No, he was born in Tennessee.
He was on Star Search and the all-new Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, that's right. He was in the Mickey Mouse Club, I believe, with Ryan Gosling and Britney Spears.
Uh-huh. Wow. And I think Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, right.
Talented bunch right there.
What a fucking crazy...
They all did fine.
I mean, I'm sure that's how they all got the music producers eventually later in life who would elevate them to stardom, right? Like, that was their networking event. Ryan Gosling didn't need music. That wasn't his thing.
He was an amazing dancer, Ryan Gosling. He still is.
But really?
Yeah.
Unfortunately for us,
he doesn't showcase it.
No, what is it with all these people?
Why would you not showcase it when he's already such a sex symbol to women? Like, why wouldn't he do
a
shirtless thing? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Maybe that's showcasing it.
But he's like, there's videos of him when he was a kid. He was like this amazing dancer.
Hmm. So he was in the Mickey Mouse Club. And then when he was a wee babe.
Uh-huh.
And then when he was, 15, 16? When did he, start doing his music?
Max, what's his face, comes around and assembles... Max Martin, I think, was the producer. Assembles the greatest boy band of all time. And I think they were post-Backstreet Boys, if I'm not mistaken.
They were. Because Backstreet was back, all right? And so they must have been there before.
Right.
That's how I always interpreted that song. Like, they're back.
We were first before NSYNC, and now here we are again.
Yes,
now we're back on top. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but
1995. It started with Timberlake and I don't know how you
Chazé.
JC Chazé.
Yeah. Okay, JC. As his two lead singers.
He doesn't know how to say that.
What a fool!
I fucking don't. I never heard that name in my life.
What?
That was JC.
Okay.
This is JC.
All right.
That's on the posters.
Hey, man, the only JC I know is Jesus Christ, man.
Hell yeah. He's my pop star.
JC Chazet?
My one true star.
That's a different
one. I follow
him
forever.
That's a different one.
The North Star was my first pop star.
So I always referred to him as Chazet because there can only be one.
That's right.
Star of Wonder, Star of Light. In 1998, the group rose to prominence in the United States with the release of their self-titled debut studio album, which sold 11 million copies and included the single Tearing Up My Heart. Wow. Huge. And then they had No Strings Attached in 2000, which is huge.
Oh, yeah, No Strings Attached.
No Strings Attached had some of the coolest music videos ever.
Bam, bam, bam. Bye, 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 girlfriend. Yeah, Promise You.
Oh,
this I promise you.
I love that song.
Is that the one... Is that the album with God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You?
Oh, my God. That's like...
Because what a weird song looking back.
A little more time on you.
On you, on you, on you, on you, on you.
On you. Man, what a time. And then K-pop is entirely built off of just them being like, let's stop inventing any more music and just keep exploring boy bands and girl bands. Like, K-pop is like, that wasn't really even a thing before the boy band era here. And they were like, we're just going to only do that.
Well,
that's the supreme music. And they were right.
You know that in, like, I've heard that in Korea, the way that they do the K-pop bands is they treat it like they're very, like, military about it.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
there's funding and everything that goes
it's
into
like
it.
Schools.
You go into schools, and
yep.
If you aren't exhibiting a certain amount of talent by like 8, you're out.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
And what does Justin Timberlake mean to you, Jeremiah?
What does he mean to me?
Yeah, you know, why choose the celebrity
him?
You brought
Well, in? How did he become your JC?
Your hero.
Your JT.
I think JT. That there's something about that, the triple threat mentality that to me is like, I just appreciate that. He, in my opinion, him and Jamie Foxx are a couple of the most talented people on earth.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like what they can do.
I agree.
Dancing, singing, acting. They're funny too, which is like, that's a rare breed of person that can have that much dexterity.
They're like real traditional showmen almost. Like,
which I appreciate. Like, I'm like, what I do on stage, I'm very physical. Like when people see it, like, it's kind of a throwback act because it's not super popular to be very like using your body as as an instrument on stage.
Mm-hmm. Don't we
like,
know it?
A lot of stand-ups, you know, these days are very much just planted.
Yeah.
Joke, joke, joke.
Yeah.
And I'm very theatrical, goofy. Very presentational.
Yeah. Wacky.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So I appreciate
that's why we brought you in
that.
For this interview.
Yeah, we're seeing
yeah, about
if you're
the
right for the job.
My physical podcasting skills. Yeah, baby.
Well, what are we thinking for the vibe for this song?
I feel like, well, we got the sax. We got the, could we do some kind of boy band-y?
I think a boy band thing? Ballad is where a sax fits the best.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know? To do like a section where it's like, sax solo here.
Yeah, but also like it's sort of like the "This I Promise You" vibe. Like it's always being sung normally toward your lover, but we'll sing this toward Justin Timberlake, our Ooh. Desired lover.
Okay. All right, a lot of pressure here.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
I don't have any feelings like that for Justin Timberlake.
Awkward.
I also forgot that he fucking was the voice behind "I'm Loving It" for McDonald's.
What? Oh, really?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
That makes sense.
I'm loving it. Ba-da-da-da-ba. Yeah. Yeah.
A, B minor. G, A. A, B minor. G, A.
That is
yeah.
so much fun with the sax.
Yeah.
So much fun. Oh, love it.
Yeah, we can write half a song and then do a whole sax solo. Call
sure.
it a day.
Yeah, why not?
So, things that I remember about Justin Timberlake. First of all, I feel like when he came onto the more seriously into the acting scene, it was kind of a surprise, like, for me. I don't know how you guys felt, but I was like, I'd always seen him so as a pop star, you know,
sure.
and it was sort of before, you know, it was such a synonymous thing being a musician and being an actor.
Right.
Now it's a lot more common, I feel like.
Right.
But I remember he was going to be in The Social Network, which was
right.
like he was going to play the creator of, what was it, MySpace or something? No, Napster.
I went and saw that movie, Social Network. That was the first date that I went on with my wife when we first started dating.
Oh my God.
Was Social Network at the Arclight.
That what? Is cute.
Yeah.
Which Arclight?
The one in Hollywood.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
The Cinerama
yeah, yeah.
Dome?
Nice.
Yeah.
Great
Hell
theater.
Yeah. Didn't see it in the dome, but I saw it. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I mean, you don't really have to see The Social Network
in the dome. Yeah, yeah. It's like a little.
The sound
little
of Social Network's out of control. Yeah. If you don't see it in the dome, you're not getting the full
sound
experience.
Design is just next level.
It's like the best
network.
Sounds you can't. You never
Jesse,
heard a movie
when
until
Jesse
you.
Eisenberg's talking to Andrew Garfield. You got to see it on a screen that's really big.
What you got over there, Keithy Lou?
We're going out. You were playing.
One, two, three. Four.
Something about that triple threat of Justin Timberlake
sings and dances and acts. Yeah, it's keeping me awake. How I am always thinking about him and all of his work. And I hate to hear that some people think he's a jerk.
Yes, D.
Justin Timberlake. He started so young.
B minor.
So many iconic songs he has sung. Made us laugh on SNL. Bring it on down to Omeletteville. Justin Timberlake. Or maybe I'll have like just want to swim around in that Justin Timberlake.
There yeah. you go.
And then sax solo.
In that Justin Timberlake. Ooh.
Yeah, sax solo. We need to get a simple chorus that we can put some like at least three part harmony in.
JT.
Let me swim in that Timberlake.
Yeah. Let you, me swim in that Timberlake.
Your brain is an oven that I just want to bake in.
Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Your brain is an oven that I just want to bake in?
Because he writes lyrics that make me fall in love, so I wanna just be inside of that brain. Jeremiah loves it.
I don't know why I have this vision of Justin Timberlake stumbling upon this podcast somehow and just being like, oh, these are serial killers.
You want to swim in me? They want to bake my brain?
They want to what? They want to cook
bake
me up?
My
what
brain?
Is happening?
This is the first thing
how much
I
more
thought.
Talent can one man take?
Oh, how much more talent?
Timberlake. Your brain is
you're keeping
an
it?
Oven.
Yeah, there's got to be at least one lyric in each song that I disagree with.
Let me swim in that Timberlake. Your brain is an oven that I want to bake in.
So put on my trunks, gonna dive right in to that Timberlake.
Wait, so we're just not going to make it, we're just going to talk about the lake, have one lyric about an oven, and then just go back to all lake content?
I was
going to
get back.
In my opinion, we move on. We move on from the lake.
Sing the chorus twice, sax solo, call it a
your
day,
baby.
Your
brain is oven, I want to bake in. You said it's like how much talent...
how much more talent can one man take?
Yeah, much more talent can one man take? Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake.
I think we just go straight into the sax solo.
And then we close it out with a second chorus, probably, after the sax solo.
Yeah. With a key change up, one octave. One
whole
key.
Step?
Yeah, one whole step. Because that's what they do.
That is what they do.
Oh, the step-ups and
the
pop songs.
The step-ups, pop songs. At least a half step. Whatever is going to be.
Key we're in. We're in the key of. In the key of D. So it's
5, 6, 4, 5, 5, 6, 4, 5.
And the chorus is
in that Timberlake. Your brain is an oven that I wanna bake in. How much more talent can one man take? Justin Timberlake.
And then the chorus is D.
Me swimming in that Timberlake. G. Your brain is an oven that I wanna bake in. How much more talent can one man take? Justin Timberlake. Ooh. How are you swimming that Timberlake? Your brain is an oven that I want to bake. More talent can one man take? Justin Timberlake. Ooh.
Okay, so it's song and then key change sax solo. Key change to send us into the sax solo.
So I think it's song through the first chorus, sax solo.
Yeah.
At the end of the sax solo key change into just the chorus to
end. Got you. Okay. And the sax solo is over the chorus or the verse chords?
Probably.
I mean, he could just be playing as much as he wants, too.
Probably over the...
But then there's going to be a solo, though.
Probably over the chorus chords, it'll be easier to switch to key up after, you know?
Yeah, it will.
So before the key change for the sax.
Yeah, original key of D.
Hell yeah.
Into it.
Should we try it?
Let's do it.
Sure. I'm going to let you play bars just to lead in. There's something about that triple threat of Justin Timberlake. Sings and dancing acts, yeah, it's keeping me awake. How I'm always thinking about him and all of his work. I just hate to hear that some people think that he's a jerk. Justin Timberlake, yeah, he started so young. So many iconic songs he has sung. Made us laugh on SNL, bring it on down to Omeletteville. Just wanna swim around in that Justin Timberlake. Let me swim in that Timberlake. Your brain is an oven that I want to bake in. How much more talent can one man take? Justin Timberlake. Timberlake, your brain is an oven that I want to bake in. How much more talent can one man take? Justin Timberlake.
Ooh,
baby, that was a celebrity theme song. Wrote a song about celebrities. That was a celebrity theme song. Wrote a song about celebrities. Celebrities. Hey!
That was fucking killer.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was sick.
Jeremiah, where can everybody find you?
Find me on all social media at Jeremiah Stand Up. You can get tickets to my live shows at jeremiahwatkins.com, and I've got a new series on YouTube called Stand Up on the Spot that features different comedians in a series going up with no prepared material, asking the audience for suggestions, and creating stand up on the spot in front of a live crowd.
So I've seen the videos. It's very hilarious.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it.
We've got an awesome one coming out soon with Mark Normand. Shaffir, Kevin Ryan, H. Foley, and Giannis Pappas.
Oh, my
From goodness. New York. It's a stacked lineup. Look out for it at youtube.com/Jeremiah Watkins.
Absolutely. Yay.
That's how you
Scissor Bros, baby.
Shit.
There we go. Scissor Bros and Jeremiah Wonders.
Hell yeah. And you can, as always, follow us everywhere where Lou Burgers are sold.
That's right.
And come see us on tour.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for blessing us with that saxophone.
Yeah,
thank you,
that
Jeremiah.
Was sick as fuck.
Yeah. I know. I just feel like jamming with you guys now.
I know. We should just do a jam rehearsal someday. Just invite all our musician friends. Just fucking jam out.
Big jam session.
It'd be sick to have like you and Drennan. Do you know Drennan Davis?
Yeah. We don't cross paths very often, but every time I see him, I'm always like, mad respect, brother.
He's amazing. He's a good
musician. He's great. He's awesome.
Celebrities!
Yay! Bye!
Yay! Dude.